Y94 Morning Playhouse.
May I have your attention, please?
Welcome to the Rat Report.
Well, I got good news and bad news.
Here we go. You ready?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Starting off the Rat Report with the story of some waterworks inside a Radio Shack. You see, a store clerk at a Radio Shack in Arkansas had to call the cops after John Posey walked into the showroom and immediately started relieving himself on the carpet and a shelf filled with electronics. When officers arrived on the scene, they immediately spotted John and noticed he was unsteady on his feet, smelled of alcohol, and still had his pants unzipped. Despite all the evidence, Posey actually tried to deny relieving himself in the storeroom, but eventually fessed up, saying he didn't ask to use the restroom because usually they don't let you. He was charged with public intoxication and criminal mischief. Wow, it's not often you get to tell the Radio Shack guys, maybe you should have went with the extended warranty.
It was a bullet, wasn't it? It jumped up and bit you.
Bit me directly in the buttock.
Catches bullets with his teeth!
Final story leads us to the question of, what do you do with your loaded gun when you're trying to use the toilet? Well, probably not this. A Kentucky man was using the public restroom inside a Fazoli's restaurant when he wondered, what can I do with my loaded pistol? He decided a good place to set it was on the toilet paper dispenser. I think you see where this is going. The weapon slipped off and ended up shooting him in the leg. The man was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance and was being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Well, tell you what, if you're going to scare the crap out of yourself, sitting on the toilet is probably a good place.
The Rat Report.
Have you learned anything?
Y94.